do you want to start by telling me what you're doing here today?
Well, sure. Yes, we are at the CDBG in the park, down here in Walker Park, south of Fayetteville, in South Fayetteville. And we are out here promoting ecological communities. And we are an outreach program through the University of Arkansas, the Applied Sustainability Center. We're talking to people about energy efficiency in their home and ways that they can make their home tighter to where their electric bills, gas bills, water bills will not be so high and they can afford them.
That's Shannon Joyce, Energy Corps member at the Applied Sustainability Center at the University of Arkansas. She was at the Community Development Block Grant event, tabling and spreading the green gospel to Walker Park neighborhood residents. She's joined by her Energy Corps colleague at the Applied Sustainability Center, Becky Rourke, who says that participating in outreach of this nature is a large part of their positions.
We feel that you can put ads on the TV, you can send out emails, but there's nothing like just getting into the crowd and really talking with people one-on-one. It's just a different way to approach spreading the word, I think. And we're just trying to get the word out.
Becky says that their presence at Walker Park as part of the Summer of Solutions program has a strategic intention.
This neighborhood has a lot of low-income residents, a lot of seniors, and a lot of families with children. So we feel like if we could concentrate on this area and work together between their efforts and ours, we could really make a difference in this area, so, community.
Together, they have tabled at places like the Farmers Market, the Rogers Real Green Expo, the Eco Vendor Fair at 1 East Square Plaza, or given presentations to groups like the Harp Elementary School English as a Second Language classes, the League of Women Voters, or to over 500 high school students from around Northwest Arkansas. Shannon found that the high school students had a hard time defining what sustainability is.
The big takeaway was that people just really didn't understand what sustainability was at that age. They thought of it as recycling. One kid actually said it's holding something up.
She says that the definition and concept of sustainability is unclear to all age groups, not just teenagers.
I think it is such a foreign subject for most people. And this is something children all the way into, you know, adulthood and even seniors. It is such a foreign subject because we have been using and using and using so much for so long. And the one thing that I always talk to people about is just because we've been doing something for the past 100 years does not mean that we have to keep doing it the same way. And what it really means is that we've got to change. We've got to change our way of thinking.
The event that stands out most to Becky is a presentation they gave to 45 members of the Root Elementary PTO in Fayetteville.
We stood up there and gave our presentation, and you never know. Did we get through to them? Did they understand it? Well, we found out about a week later that 15 energy assessments had been scheduled in 2 days. So we thought that was a huge success, and it was just thrilled me that people were taking action, and it was because we showed them, you know, what was going on in their homes, and they were shocked and wanted to make a change. So that was a big success.
This outreach is part of the Ecological Communities program at the U of A Applied Sustainability Center. The program offers a variety of tools to help residents understand their environmental footprint and to reduce their collective impact. It includes an online dashboard where participants can pledge to make environmentally friendly decisions, as well as track their actual energy and water usage in their homes. Members also receive a monthly newsletter. Shannon says that she has seen the program grow dramatically just in her 6 months of working with it.
We have reached over 2,000 people, And the interest has just grown and grown. It's almost like wildfire. Someone hears about it, they tell someone else about it, and then all of a sudden you start getting phone calls from people. Well, my friend was at one of your sessions the other day, and we heard that you could get a home energy assessment for $150. And it is amazing how fast the word spreads. Because this is such great information that we're handing out to people. And it's simple. We're saving energy and saving money. Those two things together, bada bing.
I haven't heard a complaint yet. There's a lot of people interested in this. It's still new. And some people are skeptical. They think we're selling something sometimes, and we're not. Because it's just too good to be true, how energy efficiency can help you save money.
Word of mouth was how Becky found out about the Energy Core program. As a recent graduate of the U of A with a degree in landscape architecture, she says that while she doesn't have a background in energy efficiency, sustainability has always been connected to whatever she was doing. When her time with Energy Core is up, she says she hopes to stay at the U of A, as she thinks that it is a great program, but says that the networking she has accomplished during her term and the expansion of the green job market will help her to obtain full-time employment. Regardless, she has learned numerous skills and lessons through her experience.
Professionalism. You really, really learn how to deal with the CEOs and the people that are in charge to form partnerships and get donations and things like that. I've learned a little bit about grant writing. That's a good skill to have. A lot about just the right questions to ask people, what people are interested in when it comes in terms of sustainability. I feel like those are things I can carry on to whatever my next adventure is.
Shannon found out about Energy Core from a friend who thought she would be a good fit. She has 10 years of experience in the retail industry and has been a stay-at-home mom for the past few years. Her interest in sustainability stems from a desire to make her own home more energy efficient.
It was a personal interest. You know, we had gotten some rain barrels done at our house, and we live in a very old home. It was built in the 50s, the late 50s, and have been working on it for the past 6 years of just doing some retrofits, new windows, and getting insulation put in our attic up to R38 and stuff like that. So yeah, just personal interest, and but I've absolutely fallen in love with it. So
she says that ecological communities and Energy Core are very connected, and she enjoys all of the experiences and relationships her position has allowed her to obtain.
Just the dynamic between Energy Core and ecological communities, and how involved we are in both of those jobs. I really love hanging out with all of my fellow Energy Core colleagues, and just really seeing what all they're working on as well. It's been really a neat experience to kind of tag along with each one of them and see what kind of work they are working in, and the people that they get to be connected with.
Shannon also hopes to continue her work with ecological communities in the U of A when her time with Energy Core is up. But both Shannon and Becky wouldn't give up the experience for anything.
It seems just absolutely phenomenal, and haven't looked back since. It was just a great opportunity. And I've got way more out of it than I ever expected. It exceeded my expectations by far.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.